He tried to help blacks, Spanish, poor people. You know, so you have to bless him. And I hope the family have peace in their heart. He's gone, but he's going to be there in their heart, in our hearts too. And those people will remember whatever he do in this life.
From politics to the pure sentiment of the mourners gathering in Boston at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library to pay their respects to Senator Kennedy, whose body is lying in repose all day today. Robert Pettinicci from Oakville, Connecticut. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Are you there in line with someone?
Yes, I am. I'm here with my grandson, Ryan Cervellino, who's 14 years old.
And why did both of you decide to drive up for this moment?
Well, I was going to come here this morning, and then I heard on the news that the crowds were going to be enormous yesterday, and I said to my grandson, well, I'm going up tonight, which was last night, and I said, we'll get up at 4:30 in the morning. We got a motel in Newton, Mass, and then we parked at the Prudential Building at about 5 a.m. and took a cab over to the library, and here we are. I would have walked if I had to. So. That's the way I felt.
At the very least, you're going to collect a little more memorabilia for your collection there, right, Robert?
Well, yeah, but the memorabilia is in my mind, too. To be here is to seize the moment. And I wanted to always teach my grandsons about history, and I'm so happy that he's here. Because I've told them all about the Kennedys. I marched in President Kennedy's inauguration and was in Waterbury at 3 a.m. in the morning when he came in just before the campaign. 25,000 people waited for him. I marched in the band there. I met Ted Kennedy and had a photograph taken with him at Frank Mankiewicz's roast a few years ago in Washington, D.C., and he autographed a photograph for me.
Have you figured out what you're going to write in that memorial book there in the library when you get in?
I haven't thought about that, really.
Well, you'll join.
It has to come right from the heart. I mean, you know, it would be at the spur of the moment of how I felt at that particular time.
And I'm sure it will. Robert Pettinicci from Oakville, Connecticut, with his 14-year-old grandson, Ryan, who are standing in line along with the others there at the JFK Presidential Library in Boston. Hand the phone back to Sean for a moment, will you, Robert?
Okay. Hi, it's Sean.
Sean, senior reporter at WCIA, Cape Cod's public radio station, has been covering this for us. The doors open in about 20 minutes, right?
I believe so. 8 o'clock, the doors will open. The line is out of sight now, and people just keep coming and coming. Some wearing buttons, many carrying photos of themselves and the senator, and stories about those interactions. And it's a really friendly crowd, neighbors meeting each other. And
I can imagine it is. Sean, thanks so much. Sean, of course, senior reporter for WCAI, covering all of the events going on in Boston for us. In economic news in just about an hour, we'll be getting the latest report on just how much Americans are saving and spending. We're following the headlines. And coming up, tennis's U.S. Open is around the corner. The doubles champions, who could be the winningest of all time, join us. And we'll be seeing double on The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.